Good again to be invited back up to the county meeting. We've got a wonderful crowd of people everywhere, and it's wonderful that there's so much interest in this, and I appreciate what the work that Tony and Tim put together, getting it together and asking me also. I always think it's a blessing to be able to proclaim God's word, and I appreciate the opportunity that God gave me to have the knowledge that I do know. I don't know that much, but with His help, I can study more and learn more. You know, to me, I believe you can learn constantly. You know, there's things I learn every day. So I appreciate, again, the invite up here. And I know most of you, but I don't know all of you. But it's, like I say, it's, and I also want to say I appreciate my family coming with me. You know, they sacrifice a lot to go with me, and I sure do appreciate that. So this morning, my topic is on the prodigal son. That's in Luke 15, 11 through 32, if you want to turn your Bibles. I'm not going to read all the scriptures off. I'm going to try to talk about the whole thing and bring it in. You know, Jesus, He was the greatest teacher that ever walked on the earth. And it's like Ben was explaining about it. Jesus has done so much for us. But He had the greatest ideas of His teaching. You know, God and Jesus, they can do all things. So the way He's writing of the Bible, you know, tells us all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for our instruction, 2 Timothy 2 and 15. You know, He is the greatest teacher. He made it so simple for us to understand. You know, I hear a lot of people say, well, I don't understand. But we can understand if we're hunting the knowledge James tells us that He gives to everybody liberally who asks. If you're looking for the truth, you can find the truth, because that's the way Jesus taught. He was the truth. He is the light of the world. And He taught a lot in parables. And I looked up the word parables, and it means stories. So He taught in stories where we could understand. You know, He made it so simple. You know, I always say this, and when I'm having lessons, I always say, God didn't make this hard so we would miss it. You know, He didn't send His Son down here to die for you and me, for us not to understand that we can't make it to heaven. So the parables of the stories, I believe Jesus done this so we could understand the point that He was trying to get through to us. If we read all the chapter of 15, there's three parables in it, and the point was is to save sinners at all costs, isn't it? That's what we're after when we have our meetings, our gospel meetings, is to save the lost at any cost. So the point and the understanding that Jesus wanted us to do was His religious principles in these parables. That's what I understand this to be. He wants us to do His way. He wants us to understand what He wants. And that's what it's all about, is following the truth as close as we can. And that's, you know, the Church of Christ, that is our saying all the time, is we follow the Bible as close as we can. We follow the truth. If we don't have a scripture, we don't follow that, in other words. So, and also remember, He was talking to publicans and sinners. And that was in the 15 in the first chapter. So now with this in our mind, let's always remember that it's for a point for us to get about the prodigal son. And so let's keep that in mind as we go on through with this topic, that the prodigal son is for us. You know, and I also appreciate the opportunity of the prodigal son, because I knew about it. But the more that when Brother Harry told me that's what I was talking on, I went to studying it. So now I've been studying it over and over and over and over. Now I've got so much out of these few verses here on account of I had a point, I had a goal. You know, that's one thing that helps me study, and it may help us all study, is when somebody asks me a question and I don't know, that's when it sets me on fire. Then I can study and study and study. That's a good example that we need to, just like the prodigal son. I knew about it, and I could say I know the prodigal son, and I come to the conclusion that we're the one that put prodigal son on the man. I ain't found prodigal son in the Bible. So that's something I learned. I always thought the prodigal son was the prodigal son. But he was a young man, that his daddy had two sons, and we labeled him the prodigal son on account of prodigal means wasteful living. He done everything. He just blowed everything, a righteous life. That's why he got the label of being a prodigal son. So I wanted to bring that also out to you. So the parable of the prodigal son, we see it was for us and for him to understand that we can't make it without God. And that's the, I think, the whole thing in a nutshell, if you want to put it in a nutshell, is we can't make it without God. And we'll see when this man had two sons, one of them decided to leave out. And we'll see as we go on talking that he couldn't make it either. Jeremiah 10:23 says, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself." That's the first thing we need to understand in our lives, that we can't make it without God, no matter how much we try. And you know, even James tells us, life's but a vapor, James 4:14. He says that your life appears for a little time and then it vanishes away like a vapor. And that's why we ought to say, if the Lord's will, we shall do this. And I think the church needs to be doing that more in our everyday lives, is stand forward. Don't be ashamed and say, if the Lord's will, I'll come to the county meeting. If the Lord's will, I'll see you tomorrow. We need to say that more, don't you think? Because we can't make it. As we see the prodigal son here in a few minutes, that he won't make it, and we won't either, man. You know, the young man, he left what he had and tried to make it without his father. He left his loving father to go into the world. And we see that, don't we? We see that in the church, the people leaving the church, going out into the world, and it's no different. It's no different than what the prodigal son done, and we labeled him. And we see people leaving the church now. I'm going to show you the difference. Now, he went out, he done his bad living and all this stuff, but we no different than he is, because the ones that leave in the church is wasting time. They're wasting their opportunities. They could be serving God with all their heart, mind, and soul, because that's what we're put here for. So, but choosing the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is more, it's what this prodigal son was more after, and these people that's fallen away from church are doing the same, actually, because they're choosing that rather than serving God Almighty. And that's what John said in 1 John 2:16, "For all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life." And that's the same. It's the same difference as the prodigal son wasting everything, going into the world. It's the same thing. So we don't need to be like the prodigal son, and we need to teach that more and go to these people that's fell away and tell them about the prodigal son and tell them that they're wasting their time and their energies. And the prodigal son also, if we read on down and see, that he didn't prepare for anything, did he? He spent everything he had, and there he was. He left his roots. He wound up with no food. He wound up with nothing, didn't he? And he wound up, something's wrong when you wind up wanting to eat the husk from the food, ain't it? There's something wrong there, ain't it? If we leave our roots, listen to this, if we leave our roots and our foundations weak, which is what? God, and that's what he was leaving, his father. This is the point I believe that Jesus is trying to make, is that you can't do nothing without God. And that's the point he's talking about, the sons and the father. It's, who is our father? It's God. He's our root. And if we separate from him, we're in bad shape, man. We'll fall into the hands of the living God. That's Hebrews 10:31. He says it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. A fearful thing. That's a scary thought, ain't it? To know that we leave this world and we fell into the hands of the living God. And look at the opportunities that we had that we could have prepared when I was here on this earth, man. So this young man, he lived a sinful life so bad, guess what? He wound up being a swine feeder. Swine means hog or pigs or whatever you want to look at it. But that probably wasn't his goal when he left out, was it? To wind up being a pig feeder. You know, but the Bible's always truth. I don't care. And I always say this, and I'm going out on a limb because I'm still studying and learning. But if you got a problem, it's in the Bible. You can solve it through the Bible, somewhere in there, because James says it's the perfect law of liberty. Now, I'm going to show you, he wound up being a swine feeder, and I'm going to show you how the Bible clears that up. Galatians 6:7 says, "For whatsoever a man soweth, that he also shall reap. He sowed the righteous living, the wasteful life, and the lust of the flesh, and doing all these things, guess what? he was a swine feeder, wasn't he? And the Bible tells us also. So this morning, whatever we're sowing, we're going to reap. Same is going on now. The prodigal son, he didn't realize what he was doing, did he? You know, and I believe that's a lot of people leaving the church. I know I got some kin folks that left the church, and they don't see the point. The point is what God wants us to do. That's why he made us and put us here. We'll see more of that as we go on through. And here's something else that a lot of people don't understand, that consequences, living without God, if we're in sin, there's consequences. It's either in this life it's going to get us, or the next life. So that's what we need to figure out. You know, and you can put this in perspective, that the prodigal son asked for everything he had. And now put this in perspective. You turn it over to what the point is. God gives us everything. I come up here in a new car. We eat breakfast. We got things. I got a new home. I got this and I got that. Where do you think these things come from? See, he didn't realize, the prodigal son didn't realize where his things come from, did he? You know, once we get these things and we get a little money in their pockets, that's when we want to go into the world, and I believe that's what happened to the prodigal son. You think about it. And that's what happens to us. And I always say this, and I'll say it up here, is if we didn't have problems, troubles and trials and sorrows and sickness and death, would we be serving God? That's a point, ain't it? That's a big point. That's why we have these. He wants us to rely on him for everything. And once he got all his living, his inheritance, he didn't need his father. So he went on, didn't he? He didn't pay off, did he? Because James tells us all the blessings come from above, don't it? Everything we have. You know, I learned a scripture studying the Bible, and I'm pretty sure I'm right. 1 Corinthians 10:31. He says, be thankful for what you drink and eat. Did you know that was in there? I didn't. I run across it. I always done that, but I didn't know I had a scripture to back it up. So that's what we need to keep in mind. And the same as this young man also, what he done, if we ain't careful, he robbed himself of his respect, of his good name, of his happy home, of his good conscience. All on account of the righteous living, the wasteful living. That's why he's labeled, remember, the prodigal son. We can lose our reputation. How are we going to get our reputation back? You know, the Bible speaks. I forgot where it is, but it's in there. I think it's in Psalms. A good name is better than riches. It's sad, ain't it? And then he tried to go and find help somewhere else other than his father. Now, this is the point I love to make at church. Now, the prodigal son was down and out, feeding swine, lost everything, hungry. Couldn't figure out what to do, so he joined himself with a citizen of the country. And you know, a lot of people in church, I say this a lot at church when it comes to my mind. I always say this. I don't care how many problems we have in this life. I don't care what you're going through. You can't fix it without coming to the front first and being fixed with God Almighty. You've got to repent first, get your life with God, and then your life will start changing. Is that not the pattern we should be seeing? And we're going to see that the prodigal son was blessed with this same choice here in a few minutes. So our problems, we hunting them in the wrong sources. There's only one that can solve our problems, and that's God Almighty. And that's the point, ain't it? Sin has consequences. Living with God has blessings. And that's where we get our blessings from. And we need to make sure that we do it right. Always get right with God first, then everything else will work out, no matter what happens to us. Because if we do, if we don't get our problem solved and somebody blows our brains out, at least we're going to be in heaven. Ain't that what we're after? That's the way I look at it. Because we've got to stay focused. So now, we're starting to see on the end of these scriptures that the young man started coming around to his principles. His religious principles started coming back. And let's see what happens to the young man. He started to understand, I can't make it without my father. But you know, that's when we obey the gospel, ain't it? You know, I was sitting West Gasson up there with Brother Vernon Bowling for years, knowing I need to go to the front, heard MacDonald, and knowing I need to get up, but never would. Then eventually that happens. And this is like old Paul told him in Philippians 4:13. He told the church at Philippi, he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And when we learn that, Brother Danny, that's what it's about, ain't it? Because that's all it's all about. Because here he is, he's figured it out now. I can't make it without my Father, who I left. And I hope and pray that some people somewhere, that we, the lessons that they hear, they'll come to this realization that Jesus is the way and the life, and no one goes to the Father but by Him. We read that in John 14:6. Now, here's another point of this wonderful story, that the young man realized that he needed his Father, and things would be better if he obeyed his Father, and things would be better for us, and these people that's outside the church or has never been in the church, they would see that it would be better life if they obeyed God. Now, here comes a big point right here. Now, when the young man come to himself, we talked to a fella out front out there, and he said, I forgot where, he's in here somewhere, but he said that this man could quote the whole Bible. He had memorized the whole Bible. But you know, don't get me wrong, let me say this before you think. I don't care how much you know about the Bible, it ain't going to do you no good. Unless you do what the prodigal son done. He understood he needed his Father. And what did he do? He took action. That's the key, ain't it? There's something we need to see that James says. He says in James 4:17. He says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it's sin. So if we know to do good, and we don't do it, it's still sin. You know, I always say this a lot of times. I don't know why I vary off a little bit, but I always say this a lot of times. We don't understand about confessing. Oh yeah, I need to read more. Oh yeah, I need to visit more, I know that. But if I never change, I'll let you make the conclusion of it. Faith in God without works is dead. James 2:20. Faith saves when faith obeys. So the young man come back to the principles of what he was told, but he took action. That's the key. If we need to be doing it, we need to take action now, because that's what pleased God. You know, even the Bible says, don't love in word, but in deed and in truth. If I got to tell you that I'm a member of the Church of Christ and I go to church, it's something dead up the creek. I would say so, because it should be by what? The actions. And that's what the prodigal son done. He took actions. And we'll see as we go on. And another point we want to talk about is about the parable of the prodigal son, that God is waiting for us. You know, I never looked at all these things till I started studying this. God wants us to come home. That's why the lost sheep, he says, there's more rejoicing in heaven over one soul that repenteth than 99 just people. And she was excited over the finding the corn. Now, here's the point of the prodigal son. Now, I'm going to assume that his daddy was watching for him, because when he seen him afar off, he ran to meet him. And it's the same as the point Jesus is trying to make here. He's waiting on us. He's wanting you to come home. He's wanting us to come home. That's the point of the prodigal son. It's simple. After I started studying it and seeing these points, and I'm thinking how I've missed all these things of the prodigal son. It's the same as the father running to meet him as it is in John 3:16. For God so loved the world. You know, let's put that in perspective. You know, when we say God so loved the world, we think the world. He's not talking about the world. He's talking about the people of the world. That's who he loved. That's why he sent his son down here to die for us. Now go back to what we started a while ago. Did he make it so hard for us to miss this? That's why he talked in parables where we would make sure we got it, or he wouldn't have sent his son to save us, would he? The way I understand the Bible, hell ain't prepared for us anyway. It was prepared for the devil and his angels. He's wanting us to be with him. Now, the prodigal son took action. He had to choose, though, didn't he? You know, I wish we didn't have a choice. I wish God made us do it. Don't you? Then it would all be saved. But he don't do that, does he? He says, I want you if you want me. So the prodigal son chose to go back to his father. And that's the same as us. The prodigal son made a mistake. He chose the wrong way first. Guess what he did? He came back and he chose the right way. And God, I don't want to get ahead of myself, because that is the point I want to make right down here about that. Well, I'm going to go ahead in case I forget it. You know, when we obey the gospel, God loves us so much. And this is one thing I think we overlook. I hope you don't. I'm going to say I overlook, because I don't know what you overlook. You know, a lot of times we say that and don't mean it. But here's the point we overlook. God give us a second law of pardon. Amen. Because without it, would we make it? Is that not loving God? He gives. It's like a prodigal son. He made a bad choice, but his father brought him back and killed a fatted calf, put a robe on him, put a ring on him, and put shoes on his feet. Don't you know God can do more than that for us? Ain't it wonderful? The prodigal son lesson is there. All we got to do is see it. All we got to do is stay faithful unto death, and he'll give us a crown of life. Revelation 2 and 10. Don't you say that? So many things. So many things in the parable of the prodigal son that I overlooked. Because we read through it sometimes. Until I got to the point where I was, Brother Harry and him asked me to speak on it. And then it just went to flopping out on me, all these points. Ain't it? I just learned more and learned more. These camp meetings are working because I've learned something. If we can get one person understanding, one person, remember that? I think it's Luke 15 and 7. There's more rejoicing in heaven over one. That's the goal. We should never, ever give up. Never, ever give up. So there's many valuable lessons in the prodigal son. And let's see some of the points that we're making. First, God seeks and receives sinners and wants all of us to repent, come to the knowledge of the truth. We are responsible for our lost condition. I don't care if you fall away from church, or people that's fell away from church can say that I fell away because the preacher didn't shake my hand. It's our responsibility. Same as a prodigal son. He had to take action. He had to make his mind up on his own. Nobody makes me study the Bible. Nobody makes me visit. When you love what you're doing, you do it constantly. Brother Bill Prince said something one time. He says that he constantly meditating, reading a card, or doing something for the Lord. Think about that. That's the ones that's in the narrow way, remember? The few there be that find it. We're responsible for what our lost condition is about. A person can come to God if he wants to. Now listen to this. Separation from God brings suffering. Without God, we can do nothing. And if we stay separated from God, it'd be worser than judgment day. I don't know if that's a word, but we understand it'd be, I'm going to say it again, worser after death, when we stand before the Almighty God. Now listen to this point here. A good family can have a child go astray. He did. This man did, didn't he? He had one of his boys, his youngest boy. He went astray, didn't he? Now I'm going to put this in with that. Proverbs 22 and 6. It says, to train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he won't depart from it. Now, where anywhere in there did I say he would do it? He didn't say that. He says, you train up your child in the way he should go. When he's old, he won't depart from it. He may not do it. He may make the wrong decision as a prodigal son and go into the world, but it will eat him alive. It will bring him right back, if the Lord's will. Now, things of this life can blind us. We've all done that. We've all been young a time or another, and we have to We have to be careful, don't we? That's why the Bible to me says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Prove your own selves. Study to show yourself approved unto God. 2 Timothy 2:15. That we might rightly divide the word of truth. We got to look in the mirror. The mirror does not lie, does it? When I look in the mirror, I know. And we all know, don't we? Foolish decisions while being young can cause trouble. And listen to the last point. There are many hog pens in the world. Think about that. There's many that we can get into. We got to be careful. We can't be blinded. Prodigal son was blinded, didn't he? He thought he could just take what he had and just go. You know, I believe this. We can't even walk without him holding our hand, can we? That's the point. That's the point of this. How many lessons have we heard over the years that we just beg people, oh, careless soul, why will you linger? Oh, why not tonight? What will your answer be? We better get busy. Now, on down into the chapter, the older brother, he coming home, he hears all the music and the dancing going on. This is another whole lesson in itself. I'm going to just paraphrase this just a little bit. His brother was jealous. His brother was full of pride. His brother was angry. We shouldn't do that. When someone comes back to the church, we should be the happiest people because there's more rejoicing in heaven. And see, that was the point he's making. See, his brother didn't see that. His brother was jealous because he done killed him the fattest calf. Now, I got a scripture for that. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we will reap if we faint not. That's one thing we need to care from this camp meeting. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Because one day our day will come. It'll be a judgment day when the Lord says, enter ye in the joys of the Lord. That's what we're after. There ain't nobody in here that didn't drive these miles up here to say that, no, I don't, it's okay if I make it or not. Yeah, we want to make it. We got to make it to be with God where there's no pain, no tears, the former things have passed away. Revelation 21:4. So the other brother, we can learn from him, can't we? Jesus says the last to be first, didn't he? Now, in conclusion, I want to say this. Jesus is the greatest teacher that ever walked on the earth. That's what I started this lesson with. That's what I'm going to end it with. Out of this one parable of the prodigal son, look what we can come from it. You can talk about these principles for I don't know how long. What we've learned from this one parable of the prodigal son, and all these, what we learn, just remember as the prodigal son did, he took action. That's the key. Take action. Go forward. I always say this. I talk to the younger brethren at the church. Take and put a foot forward. Take hold. That's the root. Your foundation and builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11:10. That's what all them, the heroes of the faith in the 11th chapter, they was looking for that home, which is with what? Our Father in heaven. I'm going to say this and turn it over to someone else. I like this statement. I don't know where I heard it, but I pass it along as much as I can. Hell is for unprepared people. Heaven is for prepared people. Let's keep that in mind. May God bless you all. I appreciate the opportunity.